Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. All right, welcome to episode 192. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a new, fresh episode of New Mindset Who Dis. And thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Seriously, it does mean a lot. I love doing this, and it's super, super cool to me to have your support. And I won't get emotional, but it really does mean a lot. So thank you so much. Just looking at my numbers and seeing all the shares and support is just really so crazy. So thank you so much for that. And I've got a great episode today. I think you'll get something from it in a big way. You know, nothing but the hits for you, my friend. So I'll just get right into it. And the headline here is, and then I'll go deep on why I say this and what has taught me this in my life. But the headline is that I think it's an absolute power move in life to make a decision to start over. I think it's a power move to start over. And what's more, I think you can always start over. I think there's never a time where you can't. And I think that when you do make the decision to start over, you'll learn a lot. You'll learn that you truly never had to settle in the first place. And you'll learn that you're capable of creating a life that you're proud of, no matter your past, no matter where you've come from, no matter where you are in your headspace right now. And that's why I think that starting over is such a big power move. It does so much for you. And in this episode, I want to prove it to you. So I'll get into it. And first, a quick funny anecdote about why I decided to talk about this topic and why I so adamantly believe that you can always, always, always make a decision to start over. And so I laugh at this. This is funny to me. The other day was my birthday. Happy birthday to me. And I got so many messages from folks wishing me a happy birthday, which is amazing considering that realistically I have like 5 good friends. That's it. So it was amazing to get all those wishes. And someone messaged me on Instagram saying happy birthday. And her name was Monica. You know, I know nothing about her. I don't know Monica, but I always try to respond to everyone the best I can. And when I do respond, I like to respond by addressing folks by their name, right? Just makes things more personal than saying thanks. And remember, I'm not an influencer. I'm not a big fan of that word. So I really just try to be a dude. So anyway, she said happy birthday. And so I look at her name. It's Monica. And I type on my phone, thank you, Monica. But I've got fat fingers apparently, and the message back came out, thanks minivan. Minivan. I still think it's so funny. It's not exactly flattering to call a woman minivan. Minivan, thanks minivan. So I saw it immediately and I clicked unsend, and then I retyped it and sent it. And I know that's a really silly example and has nothing to do with life necessarily, but in that moment I was like, phew, you know, I'm sure glad I caught that. I'm sure glad I can start over. And truthfully, I don't think it's too much of a stretch to say the same about life, that in life, you can catch a mistake and you can start over no matter what. Of course, why not? I don't think that's too much of a stretch. You can catch a mistake and you can start over. And I think that's a power move, an absolute power move. You can catch your mistake. You can catch your bad habits, your bad patterns, your toxic behaviors, your bad relationships, you name it, and you can start over. And it might not be as easy as hitting unsend and being like, nope, definitely didn't just, you know, call you minivan. Nothing happened. But I really do believe that we all possess the courage, the ability, the mindset to start over. You just need to act on it. And when you do, you'll see how beautiful that decision really was, how beautiful it is to simply make a decision to start over. So that's what I want to talk about briefly in this episode. I'll keep it straight and to the point, just the hits for you. But real quick, I did want to let you know that in regards to the New Mindset Journal, my 60-day journal designed to make you more self-aware, happier, more fulfilled, in 60 days, that if you missed the initial Indiegogo campaign, that right now, as of today, I am currently set up with a huge stock of the journals and they're ready to ship to you so you can start journaling. I certainly think now is a great time to start journaling, to get to know yourself. And, you know, I designed the journal to do just that. So if you head over to newmindsetwhodis.com, you can grab one. My shipping center is awesome. They ship the same day before noon if you order. I have options for 4-day shipping, options for 2-day express shipping. So thank you so much for supporting me. The feedback has been incredible so far. Over 800 people have already received their journals in the mail, and it's just been really great hearing how they're putting them to use. So that's it. I'm done promoting. Check out newmindsetwhodis.com. Feel free to text me if you have any questions or anything that comes to mind about it, or just in general, 312-584-4002. But I digress. This isn't about me. This is about you. But starting over is a power move. And frankly, I think the mindset behind starting over is the biggest power move. It might not be the act of starting over. It's the mindset behind it, because this is something you carry around with you at all times. You carry around with you 24/7, and you pull it out when you need it. It's kind of like pocket tots, you know, tater tots in your pocket, pocket tots. They're there, they're nice, you're ready to rock when you need it. But because, you know, when you decide to start over in life, you make a decision to believe in your future. When you start over, what you're saying is, okay, you know, this hasn't been working out. This hasn't worked out. This isn't healthy. This isn't right. I'm not aligned with this, whatever. But I believe that things can work out. I believe that things will work out. And so I am going to make a decision to start over. That's what you're saying when you do this. And I think that is a really brave thing to do. It's a brave mindset to have, because I think it takes courage to believe this. It takes courage to live this mindset, to believe that starting over blank slate is a path to things working out in your life. Because when you decide that, you know, you're not giving up. You're not leaning back, throwing up your hands and saying, F it. No, you're saying, I believe in my future so much and I'm willing to chase it that I am willing to start over. It's you saying that. It's saying, I believe in my future. I believe in my future. I believe in my future. Very passionate about this. So that's why I think starting over is a power move. And the basis of this is a belief that you have the ability to do it, all because you simply believe in your future. And so I really think this is a message we all need to hear right now, because in my opinion, it's not too late. It's never too late to take a step back, take a big, deep breath, and simply start over. I don't think it's ever too late, truly. And I say this because, you know, you yourself have proven this to yourself, that as a living, breathing human, you were not designed to remain the same. You were not designed to remain the same. I mean, look at how much you've grown. Look at how much your preferences have changed over time. Look at how you dress has changed. Look, you know, what you eat, your taste in men or women, you name it. Like, you have changed in so many ways. And so to think that you can't start over, it just isn't true. It might not be easy, for sure. It might not be 1, 2, 3, all done, easy peasy. But I fundamentally believe that you can do it. I fundamentally believe that the person you've always been doesn't need to be the person you continue to be. The person you've always been doesn't need to be the person you continue to be. I really believe this. If you look at yourself and you don't like the direction you're heading, that's something we can all do. There's no debating that. I really don't think that you're incapable of stopping and going in a different direction. And it's obviously not that easy, but it's the mindset behind this that is so powerful, in my opinion. You can head in a different direction, and it's never too late to do that. It's never too late to start over. It's never too late to leave behind broken pieces of your life. It's never too late to leave your past behind. It's never too late to look something in the eye and say, you know what? I can't fix this. I can't fix this, and I don't need to fix this. I am going to start over. And that's life, right? Some things you can't fix. Some things aren't meant to be fixed, aren't meant to be perfect. And I think you can start over truthfully by acknowledging that first. Because in life, you basically have two choices at all times. You can evolve as a human, or you can repeat. And it's up to you which you do, evolve or repeat. And personally, I want to evolve. I want to evolve as a dude bro guy. I want to become the most dude bro guy I can, the best version of who I'm capable of becoming. And I don't want to repeat the bad things that I've done or do, or the bad habits or people. No, I don't want to do that. And a simple decision, a simple willingness, a stripping of your ego and saying, I'm going to start over, that is always a step in the right direction for evolving. And no matter what you're leaving behind, I think it's the right thing for you to do for yourself. And a lot of starting over simply means letting go, for sure. It means forgiving, and I've done episodes on that. But especially for this, I just want to encourage you to see starting over as a good thing, as something you can do, as a power move you're capable of making. You know, it's just knowing you have this ability. It's like you saying you want to eat out, but your mom saying, no, we have food at home. You always have food at home, right? You have this ability. You always have this ability in your heart and your soul. You can always start over. You can always come home to that ability. But seriously, mom, the meatloaf. Jeez, no one knows what she's doing up there. Starting over, the willingness to start over. Right now, maybe you're not healthy. You're not in the best shape. You feel tired all the time. You can absolutely start over. Maybe you're not happy and fulfilled in your job. You can start over. You can look for new jobs. You can find new ways to engage yourself at your existing job. You can start over. Maybe you used to love blogging or knitting or playing piano, but you stopped because you didn't become rich and famous all of a sudden. You can start over. Maybe you used to do daily meditations or journaling or some quiet morning walks, but you stopped because of how hectic and stressful your days have become. You can still start over. And maybe you've had a bad string of hurtful relationships and you feel like you'll never have the vulnerability to put yourself out there again. I think you can still start over. Absolutely. You can start over. You can say, okay, blank slate, I'm going to start over. And then you can patiently do it. And I know life, of course, isn't as easy as cold turkey just dropping something and starting over. Life isn't that simple. I would never say that life is that black and white, but I bring up this topic because it's powerful to have this mindset, this possibility in your back pocket. Pocket tots, mom the meatloaf, right? By way of analogy, to know that as you live your life, as you navigate the ups and downs, all the BS, that you don't need to get caught up in that. It doesn't have to define you, that you can decide to start over if you want. And as I see it, life has taught me that you are never defined by something until you accept it as the last stop on your journey. But knowing that you can start over means your journey has a lot more length to it. It's not over. You don't have to hold on to something until you decide to. And that could be an emotion, it could be pain or fear or anxiety or guilt or a relationship or something in your past. You name it. You can move on and start again. As long as you're alive and breathing, you can start over. And I'll leave what starting over means in your life to you, because obviously it can mean so many things. It can mean leaving a relationship, moving cities, quitting a job, or it could be simpler and less sizable. It could be not drinking. It could be not hanging out with certain people. It could be eating healthier. It could be starting to write again, starting to draw, create again. It could be restarting a relationship with a family member. It could literally be anything. Anything that says, I'm starting over because I don't want to repeat. I want to evolve. And like I said, I really don't think there's ever a time where you can honestly say that it's too late, that it's too late to start over. I think there's always, and maybe just a small way, a small patient first step, but there's always a place, an opportunity where you can start over. I really do believe that you don't have to finish a chapter if you don't want to. You don't have to see something through if it's not right for you. You can start over at any time. And that doesn't make you selfish. It doesn't make you greedy or egotistical or impatient. I think if you know deep down in your heart that you're on the wrong path, well, then starting over is the right, compassionate thing to do for yourself. And of course, I'm speaking broadly here. But this can take so many forms in your life. Relationships, yes, this is a big one, of course. I think you can start over at any time. It might hurt. It might be painful. But if you know it's the right thing to do, that you're not on the right path with the person you're with, you can start over. Careers, yeah, this is a tough one, absolutely. Not everyone can just up and quit their job. I would never say that. That's not realistic. I don't think I could do that. But the mindset still applies here. You have the ability to start over. If you know you're not on the right path, that your job isn't leading you somewhere and it's soul-sucking and it isn't fulfilling, you can start over. You can start small and start over. And I think the best impactful part of this mindset is that when you do decide to start over, you are acknowledging an even more powerful truth. And that's that you never have to settle. Because starting over means you're turning your back on a path that is leading you to settle. Starting over means you get to reset. It's like when you were young, maybe aging myself here, and you were playing N64 and the game wasn't loading, you would power the N64 off, you would take the cartridge out, you would blow the dust off, and you would restart, right? You didn't panic. It's not the end of the world. You just restart. Take a step back and you start over, right? And the amazing thing about starting over is there's no rules to it. You get to make them up as you go. You get to write the next stage of your story. And I think that no matter what direction you point yourself in, when you do start over, you can be proud of it. You should be proud of it because you know it's the right thing to do for you. And there's always been a fun poem I like. I try to balance the dude bro guy with poetry here, but I don't know who wrote it, but I could probably look it up. But I remember it, and it says, "I am like a fish in love with a bird wishing I could fly. I'm like a fish in love with a bird wishing I could fly." And for some reason, that's always spoken to me, and I think it applies here, that if you feel that you're not on the right path, you can start over. If you feel you're in the wrong place with the wrong people doing the wrong things with the wrong habits and the wrong mindset, you can start over. If you feel that you're a fish in love with a bird wishing you can fly, you can start over, my friend. I really think you can. And again, sometimes you need to. Sometimes you need a clean, blank slate to hit reset, a new beginning. Knowing that you can start over, I think, is such a powerful, vital thing in life. The possibility of it. It reminds you of the impact you can have in your life, the choices you can make, and that no matter what, you possess the courage to start over. So that's it. I'll leave it right there. I hope that was helpful. Please do me a favor. And if you did enjoy this, please share it with a friend. And if you're looking for a way to support me, which would be amazing and so humbling, be sure to check out newmindsethoodis.com. In the meantime, please text me. I love chatting with you. Let's hang out. My number is 312-584-4002. And until next episode, I'm out.